I first got to know Tony Benn when I was a journalist on the Mirror. Obviously knew him as a huge political figure before that, and then subsequently become much, much closer, not least because my partner, one of her closest friends, is Tony's daughter, Melissa. And I know they've been going through a really, really difficult time because he's really fought death very, very hard. And I think if I have one enduring, abiding memory, there's two actually that come to mind. The first is when I was number 10 spokesman. Tony was, I think he was the first person ever to film a lobby briefing, because he just stood outside one of my briefings and said he'd like to come in and film it. And obviously thought I'd tell him he couldn't because they were all off the record and blah, 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 blah. But in fact, I said, come on in. And of course, everybody else was sort of shocked to see him sitting there at the back. And then latterly, he and I did a few talks at book festivals because we both published political diaries. And it was just extraordinary to see the extent to which these sort of middle-aged, middle-class, literature festival-type blue-rinse women were just sort of fawning over him. And they would often say, I never liked your politics, Mr. Benn, but, or Mr. Wedgwood Benn, they would quite often call him, but. And the but was always about, they admired the fact that he stood up for what he believed, they thought he was a great speaker, which he was, they thought he was somebody of real conviction. Excuse me. Now, of course, he could be, and was at times, a very, very divisive figure in the Labour Party. And for those of us who were passionate about trying to get the Labour Party back into power, that could be very, very difficult. But I always understood that he was somebody who, he wasn't, as it were, divisive for the sake of being divisive. He was divisive because he passionately believed in what he was saying and what he was fighting for. And I think people should respect that. That's why I've always drawn a distinction between him and some of the others that I could put into that category, who I just felt were divisive because they wanted to be divisive. And I think he will go down as one of the really big political figures of our lifetime.
And do you think that's why he was so well respected? Parties across the spectrum seem to perhaps disagree with his opinions, but certainly respected the views that he had.
I think there's much more of that across the parties than people might assume from the rough and tumble anyway. I think anybody who's interested in politics and political oratory and ideas, you can't look at some of those speeches that he made in the Commons or some of the great rallies that he did. You can't look at them without thinking that was a very, very impressive speaker, thinker, orator. And there's obviously respect for that from people who right across the political landscape. And I think that it's it's worth reflecting on that at a time when there's so much negativity about politics, there's so many people saying our politicians aren't up to much and blah, blah, blah. I think a lot of it's unfair, but sometimes it's just worth remembering that the ones who really kind of do make it as national figures, often it's because they just have that something else that is, it's either an authenticity or it's an oratorical skill or it's a passion. Or I think in Tony Benn's case, it's actually the fact that he never, ever stopped. He just kept going day after day after day after day, right up and virtually to the end. And, there aren't many like that.
And what do you think his legacy for the Labour Party will be?
I think that's a really difficult question to answer because, I mean, obviously I was a very big part of the whole New Labour thing that Tony wouldn't necessarily have supported that much. And I do think that the Labour Party must never lose sight of the fact that most people live their political lives at or close to the centre ground. And I think that's an important message that we should not forget. But I think what he showed was that the politics ultimately is about passion, it is about belief, it is about fighting for what you believe. And Tony, even though he himself came from quite a privileged background, he was always on the side of what you and I would call the ordinary guy, the ordinary family, and that's what drove him.